我们请大家一起来念圣经。
Let's read some verses from the Bible.
请念路加福音十四章三十三节。
Luke chapter 14, verse 33.
路加福音十四章三十三节。
Luke chapter 14, verse 33.
我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
这样。
So therefore,
你们无论什么人，若不撇下一切所有，就不能做我的门徒。我们再念第十八章
，Chapter 18，
第二十八节到三十节
，Verse 28 to 30，
路加福音十八章二十八节到三十节
，Chapter 18, Verse 28 to Verse 30，
我们再一起来念
，Let's read together。
彼得说，看啦，我们已经撇下自己所有的跟从你。耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，人为神的国撇下房屋或是妻子弟兄父母儿女，没有在今世不得百倍，在来世不得永生的。今天晚上跟弟兄姊妹一同分享，就是跟随主的福乐。
The blessings of following in the Jesus.
我们如果读圣经，可以发现一个很明显的一个事实。
As we look at the Bible, we see something very clear.
就是我们看见一个神的儿女被神呼召，常常圣经记载得很清楚。
We see the calling of a brother or sister to serve the Lord is very clear.
但是这个蒙召的人以后怎么离开世界却没有很少加以记载。
But it's very rare to talk about how he has left the world.
那为什么对于他们的蒙召记载那么清楚呢？
How is it that their calling is so clearly described?
因为从那个时候开始，他们的人生才找做了一个正确的方向。
Because from that time onwards, their whole life direction has now found its right purpose.
有了那个永恒的价值。
It has its eternal value.
这是一个很大的转变。
And this is a tremendous change.
所以圣经就把它记载下来。
And so the Bible describes it very clearly.
为什么他们离开世界不记载呢？
Why is it when they leave the world is not described?
因为他们的一生根本就没有结束。
Because really they don't have any conclusion, any termination.
他们是在永恒的里面得着了荣耀。
Because they have eternity and their glory.
那是一个必然的事实，所以就不需要费文字去记载了。
This is inevitable, and so it's not necessary to therefore describe it in detail.
所以每一个神的儿女都应该考虑到他怎么样用他的一生。
So each Christian should really consider how he's going to use his life.
如果我们读保罗的历史，
because if you look at the life of Paul,
他实在是所有基督徒一个很好的榜样。
He really is a very good example for all Christians.
他的一生的价值是了不得的。
His whole value of his life.
从什么时候开始呢？
Special.
从什么时候开始呢？
From what time has it begun?
就是从他认识主那天就开始，没有一天是浪费。
From the day in which he recognized and became to know the Lord, that day it began.
我们来看看《使徒行传》第二十二章。
As we look at chapter 22 in the book of Acts.
那是保罗认识主的开始的一个经验。
That was the day when Paul began to know Lord Jesus.
我们看《使徒行传》二十二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 22.
在新约一百九十七页。
Acts 22.
我们就从第八节练起。
From verse 8.
练到第十节。
To verse 10.
我们一起来练。
Let's read it together.
我回答说，主啊，你是谁？他说，我就是你所逼迫的拉撒勒人耶稣。与我同行的人看见了那光，却没有听明那位对我说话者的声音。我说，主啊，我当做什么？主说，起来进大马色去，在那里要将派你所做的一切事告诉你。 你看保罗他一认识在跟主见面的时候啊，他就有两个问题。
Once Paul became to know Jesus,
这两个问题就成为他一生大有价值、有内容的一个起点。
These two questions became the focal point of his entire life.
第一个问题就是说，主啊，你是谁
？The first question is, Lord, who are you?
我相信这个问题是一个永生永死的一个分界线。
This really is a question of eternal life and eternal damnation.
这个世界没有一个问题比这个问题更重要。
There's no question in life that is more important than this question.
你认识耶稣是谁？对了，就是永生。
To know who the Lord Jesus is, the right answer is then eternity.
你听很久关于耶稣的道理，但你不知道耶稣是谁，没有正确的答案，还在永死的里头。
Even if you listen to the word of God for many years and you still can't get the right answer, you will have eternal damnation.
所以你看见这个保罗就说：“主啊，你是谁？”
And so Paul said, "Lord, who are you?"
那神啊，主耶稣说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
And so Jesus says, "You, I am the one that you have persecuted."
他就认识了这位耶稣是他的主。
And so he knew that this was the Lord.
所以他愿意为主受一切的苦。
And so he was willing to suffer all for the Lord.
因为他知道他所信的是谁。
Because he knew whom he had believed.
所以在提摩太后书人说，我为这缘故受这些苦难，不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁。
So in 2 Timothy, Paul says, the reason why I can suffer all these things is because I know whom I have believed.
因为他所信的耶稣是神的儿子。
Because he knows that the one that he believes is the Son of God.
有了正确的答案。
He had the right answer.
但是并不停留在这里。
But he doesn't stop there.
他立刻就有第二个问题。
Immediately he has the second question.
主啊，我当做什么？
Lord, what shall I do?
保罗不是一个没有头脑的人。
Paul is not a person without a mind.
他自己该做什么他都不知道吗？
He knows what he has to do in all
my life. 你看他的学问多大。
He has a very intellectual
person. 他的兴趣多多。
He has lots of interest.
啊，他在世界上有多少该做的事，有价值的事。
There are many things in life that he can do.
他可以凭自己的思想，要做要做那个，啊，可以说我是为耶稣做的。
He can think through many things that he can do. He can do those for the Lord too.
但是就在他一得救的时候，他立刻就全部投降，说：“主啊，我该做什么？”
But the moment he was became a believer, he immediately submitted himself to God and said, "Lord, what shall I do?"
这就是看见他一生一天没有浪费的原因。
And so we can see that he doesn't waste a single day.
因为他得救了以后，每一天做的事都是主要他做的。
Because whenever he became a believer, every day he would want to serve the Lord.
今天我要问问我们弟兄姊妹，
and now I want to ask our brothers and sisters today,
你有没有问过耶稣第一个问题？
Have you asked Jesus this one question?
主啊，你是谁？
Lord, who are you?
你问过没有？
Have you asked him that question?
我相信我们很多人问过了。
I know that many of you have indeed asked
this question. 但是我要问问，你真的知道耶稣是谁吗？
But do you really know who Jesus is?
那么我要问第这个下面一个问题，你有没有问过？
Then the second question, have you asked this question?
主啊，我该做什么？
Lord, what should I do?
你说有啊，我有时候问过。
And you say, well, sometimes I do ask the Lord.
啊，我毕业以后就说，主啊，我到哪里做工？
When I graduate from school, I've asked God, oh, where should I work?
啊，我该娶谁做太太？
Who should I find as a spouse?
我该嫁谁做丈夫？
Who should I marry?
啊。但保罗不是讲这一个问题的。
But Paul is not talking about these questions.
他乃是说，我一生该做什么？
His question is, what shall I do with my life?
一得救之后，这个得救的生命就变成被主用的生命。
Once he's saved, his life is a life that is going to be used by the Lord.
一天没有耽误的。
And one each day is not wasted.
这是一个多么好的见证。
This is a tremendous testimony.
我很惭愧。
I'm very ashamed.
第一个问题啊，我是在大学二年级解决了。
My first question I answered and solved in the second year of college.
但是听到很久，听了几年才开始问第二个问题。
But after many years, it's before I asked the second question.
还需要传道人一天到晚讲，你们一生要做什么？不要糊涂。
And And after many, many times when the preacher would say that you shouldn't mess up your life.
啊，以后再说，神啊，我该做什么？
And then I began to ask the Lord, what should I do?
当神告诉我要做什么时候？
And when the Lord asked me, prompted me to ask, what shall I do?
我心里不高兴。
I was not very happy.
我就哭哭啼啼说，最好不要做这个。
And then my heart was kind of upset and said, the best thing is if I didn't have
to do this. 所以在这一生之中就有一些的浪费，有一些的日子是虚空的。
And so there are days of wastefulness and there are days of emptiness.
弟兄姊妹，如果你这一生要有价值，你不能不问主说你该做什么。
If you want your life to be valuable, you have to ask the Lord, what shall I do with my life?
只有你做了主让你做的，你这一生才有永恒的意义和价值。
It's only when you do what the Lord wants you to do that you will have an eternal value with your life.
要不然的话，这世界和其上的一切都要空虚的过去。
The life of the world and all its, that is in it will indeed be empty and pass away.
有一个人的坟墓上面写了这一句话。
There's someone who has a tomb, and on this tombstone is written.
他说某某人在世上85年。
This person has been on the world for 85 years.
但只活了5岁。
But he only has 5 years of life.
是什么意思
？What does that mean?
那就小子说他80岁的时候，他才找着他人生的意义和方向。
And age 80 is only be then that he knew about his life's direction.
好，80年的时间都是虚空的度过了。
80 years of emptiness that had passed away.
弟兄姊妹，我们将来离开世界的时候，我们有什么感想呢
？When we leave the world, brothers and sisters, what will we be thinking?
我们真是感谢主。
We really thank the Lord.
你看见他对门徒啊，不但是启示他的自己，
not only to his disciples did he reveal himself,
并且对门徒有一个呼召，让门徒来跟随他。
He also called his disciples to follow after him.
为什么？
Why?
因为主盼望这些认识他的人，人生有永恒的意义和价值。
Hope that those people who followed him will have eternal value in their lives.
如果我们在永恒里面真是有事可以值得感谢的话，我想不但是神救了我们，并且神也用了我们。
Indeed, if we have something to praise, be thankful for eternity, God will really be that pleased.
弟兄姊妹，今天我向你们讲一个我很兴奋的事。
There's something that I'm really excited about, and I want to share it with you.
因为今年是我奉献传道的40周年。
And this year is my 40th anniversary of my dedication to serve the Lord.
我当初奉献的时候是心不甘情不愿的。
At the time when I offered myself to serve the Lord, I really was somewhat reluctant.
但是经过了40年以后的今天，
But after 40 years today,
我要满心感谢赞美主，因为他呼召我来跟随他。
I want to praise and thank the Lord for calling me to follow after him.
所以我今天所讲的道恐怕多一点我自己的见证。
And so tonight as I speak I will talk a lot about
用亲身的经验来告诉你，来见证主呼召人所有的福乐。
To testify of how many blessings one obtains when God calls a person to follow after him.
第一个福乐，
The first blessing,
就是撇下之落。
And that's leave behind.
那我们刚刚读的这个路加福音14章，主耶稣对他的门徒说，
In Luke chapter 14, Jesus told his disciples,
说人若到这里来，也不撇下他一切所有的，就不能做我的门徒。
He says, if you don't leave all those behind, you cannot be my disciples.
弟兄姊妹，你对于这个话你怕不怕？
Are you afraid of this particular verse?
我知道，当时我看见的圣经，我赶快把它翻过去，不要看。
First time when I read this, I wanted to skip over it.
哇，我撇下一点点我都不甘心，把一切所有的撇下，那怎么受得了？
I didn't even want to give up a little bit, let alone give up all of it.
我觉得这个耶稣这个要求是太多太多了。
Because it seems as if the demands of Jesus were
just much too much. 他为什么要一个人跟随他，要撇下一切所有呢？
Why is it that a person to follow after him has to give up all?
但是今天我要为着神呼召我有所撇下，要满心感谢主。
But I want to particularly thank the Lord for the fact that indeed when He called me, I had to give up.
神的儿子要我们撇下是福乐，不是一个苦待。
When God calls us to give it up, indeed it is a blessing and it's not something which is a sad.
为什么？
Why?
首先我们要问谁要我们撇下。
First thing we not want to know is who wants us to give up.
如果是一个爱我们的人要我们撇下，
if it's a person who loves us and wants us to give it up,
他一定是一个爱的要求，认为我们的撇下能够使他满足。
It must be a demand of love, a love in which we'd be satisfied.
如果这一位要我们撇下的人不但出于爱心，他是拥有一切的要我们为他的缘故撇下。
Furthermore, if this person who loves us, indeed is a person who has everything, then, as he asks us to give it up,
那一定是要我们放下次好的来带他更好的。
It must be that he wants us to give up that which is secondary for that which is best.
要我们把我们的小事业撇下来承担他的大事业。
To throw away the things which are of minor importance to assume something which is much, much greater value.
如果我们能够有这个了解，你就不会感觉到主要你撇下是苦待你了。
And so when you understand this, you will realize that this is not something which God uses to torment us.
我不知道我们大家有没有撇下的经验。
I don't know if you have the experience of giving up.
哎，我今天倒发现为主撇下那个经验跟我丢垃圾差不多。
I understand now that when I gave it up, it was just like giving up, throwing away rubbish.
我们在美国的垃圾特别多。
In America, there's a lot of rubbish.
我不知道你们这个圣圣拉蒂怎么样？我们加州啊，这个收垃圾的人一个礼拜只来一趟。
I don't know about Cincinnati, but in California, where the rubbish man comes only once a week.
并且是规定你啊，你这个垃圾桶有多大。
He also has regulations about how large the garbage can.
那越大的垃圾桶收费就越高。
The larger the garbage can, the higher the price.
哎呀，有的时候垃圾真的太多了。
Sometimes it's just too much rubbish.
Garbage 就太多。
And just too much.
慢慢攒的太多了，真是觉得不舒服。
And so much that we are uncomfortable about it.
终于啊，一年有一天说啊，你所有垃圾都可以倒到当铺呀，不要钱。
And so one day of a year, we take all the rubbish out of the garage and then just throw it all away.
哇，那这全家的垃圾也都拉出来，一车子车到这个当铺呀去倒光去了。
And so we take it out in the cars and just go ahead and dump it all out.
当我从当铺呀出来的时候，
当铺呀什么？
是啊，
当铺呀什么？
怎么丢东西的？
Oh, okay. So that day when we take it all out to throw it away.
我有什么感觉呢？
What sort of feeling do I have?
我好像从厕所里出来那么那个味道。
It seems like I've come out from the water closet.
把那个急需要解决的问题解决了，好舒服，轻松愉快。
As I've done what I need to do and I feel better.
所以你看见，有的时候你看呢，你撇下什么东西呀？如果撇下垃圾呀，这是很快乐的事情。
And so when if you were to give up to throw away all the rubbish, that really should be something which is
我们来读一段圣经。
Let's read one verse.
我们读这个腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter
3. 第八节和第九节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 8 and 9.
我们一起来念。
Let's read it together.
在279页。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 8 and 9.
不但如此
More than that, I count
我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。你看，这就是保罗的感觉。
This is Paul's feelings.
真是丢下万事，好像从厕所里出来一样，很开心的。
He threw away everything, it's just like rubbish.
哇，为什么呢？因为有一个更宝贝的东西可以得着了。
Because there's something of greater, surpassing worth.
今天我回顾一下神要我撇下的东西。
As I look back on the things that God wanted me to give up,
我真是有这样一个感谢的。一种喜乐在里头。
I have this thankfulness and happiness about it.
他要我撇下什么？
What did he want me to throw away?
他首先要我撇下罪恶。
First, he wanted me to give up my sins.
真是垃圾。
This is really rubbish.
因为这些东西撇下， 所以我才有平安，我才有他的同在。
Throwing away all that rubbish indeed gave me peace and being with the Lord.
但是不光是停留在这里。
But not only to stop at that stage.
慢慢神要我撇下一切所有的。
And then the Lord wanted me to give up all that I had.
我觉得是很好的，神要我撇下。
Even the things which I thought were very good.
当时我实在不愿意。
At the time I really didn't want to.
今天回头一看，我感谢神，他还是感动我撇下了。
Now when I look back at it, I want to thank the Lord that he touched me in that way.
我现在发现，我所以为好的东西，实在不是顶好的东西。
The things which I thought were very good really were not good things.
到底我撇下什么？
What did I actually throw away?
圣经里说要撇下父母、妻子、儿女、兄弟。
The Bible tells us to throw away our parents, our brothers and sisters.
撇下房屋、财产这等等。
Throw away our possessions and everything.
这样东西我一个也没有。
I didn't have that.
我只有一个哥哥，根本不在我旁边。
I only had one brother, and he wasn't even close.
我信主的时候，我是穷小子一个。
When I became a believer, I was a very poor person.
所以没有什么房子可以撇下。
I could not give away my possessions.
那我也没有妻子，根本妻子也撇不下。
So yeah, I didn't even have a wife to give up.
那学生有什么好撇呢？
So as a student, what did I have to give up?
有一样东西我是最撇不下的，就是我的理想。
There was one thing which I couldn't give up, and that was my ideals.
到底我的理想是什么？
And what was my ideal?
我有两个理想。
There were two ideals that I had.
我的一生盼望能够达到。
There were two ideals that I really wanted to have.
第一个理想就是我想做生意。
First, I wanted to be a business person.
要赚钱。
I wanted to earn a lot of money.
其实我的兴趣啊是喜欢种田。
Actually, my interests are to be a farmer.
所以我家里面我很喜欢种果子树啊，种菜子等等。
So in my home, I want to raise up plants and vegetables and fruits.
可是因为我从小很穷。
But I was very poor as a child.
我十二岁就离开家，抗日战争的时候在外面流浪。
And during the Second World War, I was already leaving my home at age 12.
所以我尝到穷苦的滋味。
And so I experienced poverty.
我盼望自己的余下的一生不受穷苦的那一种那种经验。
So I didn't want to be poor the rest of my life.
所以我就选择经济做我的这个 major.
And so that was the way in which I wanted to choose finances to be my way of getting into this.
我盼望将来能够赚大钱。
I wanted to earn great big money.
所以当神救了我以后。
So when the Lord saved me.
那我就有一个心说神啊，让我好像所罗门一样享受世界的荣华富贵。
So I thought that when the Lord saved me, I wanted to be like Solomon to be able to enjoy all the wealth of this world.
享受完了以后，年老的时候像所罗门一样说虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，再出来传道。
And then after I had enjoyed all the wealth of my life, and then I, at the end of my life, I could say all is vanity, and then I could give it up and become a preacher.
所以我就进了当时一个商科蛮有名的这一方面蛮好的一个学校。
So I went to a very famous, very good school that was teaching in finance.
这是我一个理想。
And so this was my idea.
还有第二个理想。
And the second dream that I had.
我很想闹革命。
And the second thing was I love to.
I like to be a rebel.
Especially why I was so sad.
这又闹革命。
And so I wanted to be a revolutionary.
你有没有觉得我这两个理想简直是矛盾的？
And so of course these two dreams are really contradictory.
又要想做所罗门，又要想闹革命，那么自己打自己。
On the one hand, I wanted to be Solomon, and on the other hand, I wanted to be a revolutionary. In fact, this is really a paradox.
为什么也是两个理想呢？
Why is it two dreams?
想来想去，因为这跟我穷是一样的，两个极端。所以这很自然的反应。
And this is because I was poor, and so they were.
是，我能赚到钱，我做所罗门；赚不到，我做革命，斗争别人产，共他的产。
so that if I could be rich, I'll be like Solomon. If I can't be rich, I'll be a revolutionary.
啊，可是当时我不知道，我觉得我自己蛮有理想的，还有前途的。
I was just thinking that I was a person of great dreams and ideals, and I would have a great.
所以当神呼召我的时候
，So when the Lord called me,
哦，这个神啊，不行啊，不行啊，这个不行，等我老了一定奉献。
So I said to the Lord, I can't. Let me be older, and then I will dedicate my life.
其实我也没有照照镜子看我像不像所罗门。
And yet I had not even looked at my face in the mirror to know if I really looked like Solomon.
这是一点沾不上边了。所罗门是天下第一智慧的人，我是什么人啊？
Of course, it's far removed. Solomon was the wisest person on all the earth.
激活我是可能成为所罗门。
Even if I could become Solomon.
哎呀，很惨。
Also very sad.
因为我大学毕业一年以后，共产党来了。
And the first year of my school, the communists already came.
共产党说这人真是坏透了。
And so they would have said, this person is really evil.
这个生活这么腐败，还娶一千个太太，俄霸地主，杀头，那么惨了吗？
If indeed I was Solomon, I would have been beheaded for my wealth and my way of living.
你看，神要我放下自理想，对于我是好处是坏处。
And so when the Lord asked me to drop my dreams, was it good or not for me?
好，如果我参加革命。
So let's say I joined.
哇，投入这个革命的潮流里头去。
And I would throw myself into the ferment of the revolution.
弟兄姊妹，这个革命。给我们中国今天带来什么后果
？And so we can know what the results of this revolution has brought to this country.
按我看，我的同学里的很多投入革命的
，And many of my friends did indeed join the revolution.
没有一个不后悔的
，And not one of them.
很多的结局都是很悲惨
，And a lot of them they had very sad endings.
总是他心灵里头有很多的 bitterness.
And there's a lot of bitterness within them.
神要我放下自己的理想。
God wanted me to drop my dreams.
我今天真是觉得这是一个恩典啊。
This really has been a blessing for me.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
如果有一天神感动你。
If one day the Lord touches you.
要你有所撇下。
And wants you to give up something.
我盼望你不要认为这是神的苦待。
Don't think that this is the way that the Lord has to torment you.
你要知道，这是神爱你的神要赐更美的东西给你。
This is the God who loves you wants to give you something even greater.
有一天你要看见这一个美好的结局，为此要大大的感恩。
One day you will see this wonderful ending, and you will really praise the Lord for that.
这个侍奉主、跟随主的第二个福乐。
Serving the Lord and following after the Lord, there's a second blessing.
这里说要做主的门徒。
And that is to become a disciple of the Lord.
这是门徒的福乐是什么呢？
What is the blessing of becoming a disciple?
你知道这个门徒啊是啊跟随主的。
A disciple is one that follows after Jesus.
那为什么要跟随主呢？
Why is it that he follows?
那表明啊要把主啊当作你的主人。
And as the Lord has become your own Lord.
你是他的仆人。
And you are the slave of the
Lord. 所以这个跟随主就是找着了你人生的目的。
Following after the Lord is that you have found the
因为这位主耶稣基督神的儿子成你一生跟随的那一个服侍的对象。
The Lord Jesus is the one of your direction, the one that you are particularly going to be following after.
他有主权来引导你这一生，使用你这一生。
He has a sovereignty to guide you and to direct your path.
你想，如果我们这一生能够被一个神来使用，这是多么大的福气！
Isn't it wonderful to be used and directed by the God himself?
那能够为总统用尚且是福气，能够为万主之主所用，这是多么大的福气。
To be used by the president is a great privilege. To be used by the God of the universe is just a great.
这个做主的门徒有第二个意思。
And then there's another meaning for that.
就是以主做我们的教师。
And that is our Lord becomes our teacher.
是我们这一生呢，有神的话来引导我们怎么样行事为人。
in all our life, we have God's word in order to guide us to do our life, to work our lives and to guide it.
所以我们这个人的这个这个行为生活有一个很高的标准，一个很美的那个这个见证。
Our life and work has a very high standard and a high testimony.
啊，心在神的真理里头总是这条道路最美的。
To live in the word of truth, indeed it is so wonderful.
那么跟随主的第三意思是什么意思呢？
What is the third meaning of following after?
就是以主做我们的榜样，做我们的 pattern.
And that is the Lord is our example and pattern.
就让我们的生命就像主那样子的一种生命。
So our life is directed towards the Lord.
所以让我们整个人的生命最美的一个最高的那个标准。
So our whole life has the highest standard of principle.
就因此做主的门徒，他这一个人就能够像主一样产生美好的影响。
And so we will be like the Lord and we will have a tremendous impact on our lives.
这是多么奇妙的事。
How marvelous this is.
你看在圣经里头讲到这个亚伯拉罕是跟随主。
Bible tells us about Abraham following after the Lord.
神向他显现说，你要离开本地父家到我所要指示你的地方去。
The Lord called Abraham and said that you are to leave your home and go to the place which I have directed you.
那这个大亚伯拉罕是一个很平凡的人。
Abraham was an ordinary person.
但是他听从了主的话来跟随主。
But he followed the Lord. He answered his call.
所以神说，你的名要成为大名。
So the Lord said, "Your name will be a great
nation." 你的国要成为大国。
Your nation will be a great nation.
并且地上的万国要因你得福。
And then all the nations of the world will be blessed because of you.
你看见一个平凡的人跟随主，却产生整个世界的影响。
An ordinary person, because he followed after the Lord, has a tremendous impact on
the world. 要不然的话，亚伯拉罕只会受世界的影响。毫无意义的过去了。
Otherwise, Abraham will only be influenced by the world, and we just ordinarily just pass.
今天我回想到我自己的时候
，As I look back on myself,
哎呀，我真是感谢神，让我来跟随他。
That I can follow after him and have been able to do.
使这一生产生完全不同的一个结果。
And so I have a totally different result in my life.
我想到我这一个人呢，是一个。有很多缺点的人。
I have many deficiencies in myself.
那我今天只讲我四个缺点。
I just like to share with you four of my deficiencies.
不止这四个缺点，我只讲这四个缺点就是了。
There are many more, but I'm only going to tell you four.
第一个缺点。
First deficiency.
就是我的 IQ 不是很高的，不是很聪明。
I'm not very bright. I don't have a high IQ.
那我从小学一直到大学啊，读书都是中等。
Throughout school, all my grades have been sort of average.
所以啊，我的成绩报告单总是不使爸爸妈妈很受感动。
My grade point results are not very impressive to my parents.
所以你看见一个中等人才啊，在社会上啊，决定也不会有什么了不起的作用。
Average person with the average intelligence.
总是潮流往哪里去，他也跟着哪里去。
Society moves him, he might go with.
他不能影响人，只能别人影响他。
He cannot influence others because others will influence him.
我第二个缺点。
The second deficiency I
have. 我的意志不是很坚定的。
I'm not a very decisive person.
为什么
？Why?
也许你们不大相信。
Maybe you don't believe it.
因为我很重情感的人。
Because I'm quite an emotional person.
所以一个情感比较重的人了，恐怕意志就不很坚强。
A person who is rather emotional probably is not that decisive.
当别人讲两句好话，心就受感动了。
Somebody might say something real nice.
看人家哭一哭啊，心里就软下来了。
See somebody crying and my heart is melted.
所以你看见呢，他不可能有一个固定的原则来做他人生的这个标准。
And so there may not be a good, a strong principle to guide a person's life like that.
我第三个缺点。
Third deficiency would be.
我不是一个人格很高尚的人。
I am not a person of high moral standards.
要我坏呀，也不会坏到哪里去，不会杀人放火。
I won't go and murder and have other crimes like that.
要我做好人呢，也绝对不会做到圣贤那样子的好。
And to be a good man, I won't be somebody like a great.
所以我的道德标准呢，就看人家怎么对我就怎么做。
my character is sort of like see looking around and see what the standards are.
所以大家贪污，我也小贪贪也不要紧。
I see other people, they have some greed in their hearts, and I would have followed them.
这个人打打麻将，我打两圈也不是太坏。
The other people, they play their mahjong, and I'll go join them with their mahjong.
要我大赌不会啊，小赌也没有什么要紧的。
I won't have big gambling, but little gambling I would do.
那第四个特点。
And the first, fourth deficiency I had.
就是我没有做领袖的欲望。
I did not have an aspiration to be a leader.
为什么？这是天性。
Why? Because that was my nature.
第一，我的胆子很小。
I'm a very timid person anyway.
第二呢，就我家有四个兄弟，我是小弟弟。
I have four brothers and they are all older than I am.
永远是个跟随者，不是个领袖的。
And so I used to be a follower, not a leader.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
像我这样的一个人，活在世界上一生，能够起什么作用？
A person like me living on this world, what sort of impact would I have?
是我影响世界呢，还是世界影响我？
Would I influence the world, or would the world influence me?
如果没有主的话，
If I don't have the Lord,
当然是好像一个没有根的浮萍，随着人群潮流在那里转动。
I would be rootless, I would be just floating away and away, just like.
但是有一天，神呼召我。
But one day the Lord called me.
然后我来跟随他。
He wanted me to follow him.
他成为我的主。
He became my Lord.
他的真理成为我行事为人的原则。
His truth became the way of principle.
他的生命成为我要追求的生活的生命的那个榜样。
His life became an example for me to pattern myself
after. 结果我的一生不一样了。
And so my total life was changed.
我感谢神，很多人受到我的影响。
I thank the Lord that many people have been influenced by me.
正是一个好的影响。
And with a good influence.
不是我的本事。
Not because of
me. 乃是主借着我去影响了别人。
But God through me influenced them.
回顾一生，我只有感谢神。
As I look back at my life, I really thank the Lord for that.
在我每一年的 Christmas 的时候，常常收到一个人寄给我 Christmas card。
Every Christmas, I would often receive a card from someone.
他每一次寄 Christmas card 来的时候啊，都讲很多很亲切的话。
Every time when the person writes, there would be a lot of very intimate comments.
但是我一拿着这 Christmas card, 我就说这个人是谁呀？我根本就想不起来。
But every time I look at this card, I cannot remember who this person is.
那么两年前了，他又寄一张 Christmas card 来。
2 years ago, this person sent the card again.
他说我从这个 UPenn, Philadelphia 又回到洛杉矶。
And this person said, I came from UPenn and I came back to Los Angeles.
现在在这个 UCLA 的医学院做教授。
I'm now a professor at the UCLA faculty.
他说他非常想跟我见面。
And really wanted to see me.
哎呀，我说怎么这个弟兄年年都要想起我来了？
So how come this brother every year he remembers me?
那正好那一年我的儿子请我到他家去过年去。
And so that year my son invited me to his home.
所以我就去了洛杉矶。
So I went to Los Angeles.
我想我应该去看看这个人到底是谁。
And I wanted to find out who this person really was.
见到他以后就知道是谁了。
And then when I see him, I will really find out.
我所以跟儿子说请你车我到这一个人家里去。
So I asked my son to bring me to this person's home.
我的儿子说，爸爸，这是什么人呢？
And my son said, who is this person?
我说不知道。
I said, I don't know.
这不知道去看的干什么？
So if you don't know, why are we visiting?
我说也许从前见过，现在忘记了，见面就知道了。
Maybe it's a person that I've met before and I just don't remember. And maybe when I see him, I'll remember.
好了，就到他家。
And so we went to his home.
打门一看呢，还是不知道。
When the door opened, I still didn't know him.
哇，他就跟我讲很多话。
And so he talked to me a lot.
他慢慢看见了，我对他呆呆的，他知道我想不起他是谁了。
And then he saw me kind of looking at him rather blankly, and he realized that.
他说，你想不起我来了。
And he said, you can't remember me.
当我在 Stony Brook 练书的时候。
When I was studying at Stony Brook.
我那时候已经结婚了。
I was married.
生了一个孩子。
And I had a child.
生下来的时候
我们夫妻两个人真是痛苦得不得了。
At that time, my wife and I, we really had a, went through a very, very sad time.
因为这个孩子是个奇形的孩子。
Because this son, this child had an anomaly.
我们实在痛苦得不得了。
And so we were very, very saddened.
那就在那个时候，你来我们中间讲道。
And at that time, you came to preach to us.
把我们心里的结打开。
And so you unraveled the knot in our hearts.
所以我们从那个时候就转变过来。
And so from that point onwards, we changed.
我们永远不能忘记你。
And so we'll never forget you.
啊，在这讲的时候。
And as he said,
就看见楼上一个小孩子跑。
And there was a child running up the second floor.
7-8岁的样。
7 or 8 years.
他说：“哎，下来，下来。”
And so he asked him to come down.
这孩子下来了。
So the child came down.
哇，一看我差一点昏倒。
As I saw him, I nearly fainted.
啊，整个脸都变形了。
His whole face was distorted.
后来我知道，连这到现在为止吃东西从这里灌进去。
And I know that even now they have to give him the food.
他就跟我说，这个孩子生下来的时候
，as this when the son was born,
整个的脸呢是非常的可怕。
His face was very grotesque.
他说现在已经好很多了。
And they said that his face looks much better now.
已经是开过很多次整形的，好很多了。
This is after a lot of surgery. Now he looks better now.
哎呀。我心里面真是觉得这个父母啊好难啊养这么个孩子。
And I felt in my heart that these parents are so difficult to raise this child.
我就安慰他。
So I consoled them.
我说求主再赐给你一个好宝宝。
And so I said, I pray that the Lord will give you another precious son.
这个父亲跟母亲一直摇头。
And the parents both shook their heads.
他说我们俩已经决定绝对不再生。
And so they said that we had already decided that we won't have any more
children. 我们两个人要把全部的爱都放在他的身上。
Both of us are going to give all our love to this child.
哎呀，听了很受感动。
I was really very touched.
这个伟大的爱。
This is a tremendous great love.
是神给他的。
This is a love that God gave.
今年夏天我在 Arizona 一个聚会。
In summer, I was in Arizona.
这个弟兄也在那里在做一个讲员。
And he was also a speaker at this.
他讲什么？他讲爱主，讲喜乐。
He talked about loving the Lord and happiness.
为什么
？Why？
这不是他自己能够做到。
This is not something that he himself can do.
神自己安慰了他， because, 把他从苦难里高举起来。
Because the Lord had personally consoled him and brought him out of his.
当我看见这位弟兄的时候
，When I saw this brother，
当我看见很多地方有些弟兄姊妹起来爱主的时候。
When I see many brothers and sisters coming up and
有些人呢、真是啊、好像啊、说哎呀，你帮助了我们。
And someone might say that you helped me once.
我只有低头敬拜，我说神啊，这实在是你的恩典。
I can only bow my head and say, the Lord, this is your blessing.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你跟随主这一生产生多么大的。不同的影响。
Now, when you follow the Lord, what a great impact that you.
主在地上所生的影响，你一样也可以发出影响出来。
How the Lord had an impact in his life, you also can.
有什么比这样子的人生更有价值
？What value in life is greater than this?
主也对于亚伯拉罕说：“万国因你得福。”今天也一样可以因你得福。
When God said to Abraham that all the nations of the world will be blessed by you, indeed that promise is also to you too.
第三个福祸。
The third blessing.
在路加福音十八章里说，没有不在今世得百倍，来世得永生的。
In Luke 18 it says that you will not only be blessed in this world, you also be amply blessed in the life to come.
来世的事我们现在不讲。
And we can't talk about the things.
我是要讲是今世得百倍。
In the next world, but
不是在将来。今天你跟随主就要得百倍。
And but you will have a hundredfold even in this life.
你信这个话吗
？Do you believe in this?
主的话不会落空。
The Lord's word will not return void.
按照我的经验，实实在在是得了百倍。
In my experience, I really feel that it is a hundredfold repaid.
从前我总以为啊，我不能说什么。
In the past, I thought I couldn't say anything.
但是哪一点点还不肯奉献。
And even that little bit, I did not want to dedicate.
现在这一点点奉献了，真是得着百倍。
And even that little sacrifice to God, God has given me back in a hundredfold.
所以说我胆子很小。
I am a very timid person.
感谢主啊！现在发现
这个胆小的人还做出很多胆大的事来。
Even a person who is very timid has done many things which are very bold.
那不说别的吧，我就讲到我从中国大陆跑出来啊，这不是个胆小的人能够跑出来的。
That time to escape from the mainland of China to come out was not something which a timid person could do.
我现在回想起来都还有点怕怕的。
Even thinking back about it, I feel frightened about it.
在公安局进进出出，进进出出啊，有好多趟啊。
Even in the security place, going in and out many, many times.
每一趟啊，这都不是开玩笑的事。
And every time was not something to be laughed at.
你不信，你跑到共产党的警察面前看看他的样子吧。
If you want to go before the security and police and just look at their faces, you understand.
但是感谢神，让我终于敢面对这个困难的局面。
Now, I thank the Lord that I was finally able to face this very difficult situation.
从前我一看见人我就害怕。
Even in the past, when I saw people, I would be very scared.
所以我这个小学练书我都怕的。
Even when I went to a primary school, I was very afraid.
但现在啊，看见好多人都不怕了。
Now, even if I see a lot of people, I'm not afraid.
哇，这上讲台啊，讲道的时候啊，很感谢主，随时加我力量。
Even when coming up before a podium now, God will give me extra strength.
那意思不是说我自己不需要祷告，不是这个意思。
It's not that I don't need to pray.
啊，感谢神，他给了我力量。
But I praise the Lord that He gives me that strength.
那我很怕穷。
I was afraid of being poor.
现在大家看我穷不穷呢？
And am I poor now?
哇，实在是不穷。
And so this was one of my greatest impediments to my sacrificing myself.
但是到我进了神学院以后，
But when I went to seminary,
感谢神，有一天神对付了我，让我知道我的罪，我悔改，神就把口才赐给我。
And I thank the Lord that the Lord took away my sin, I confessed my sins, and the Lord totally changed me, and He gave me the ability to articulate.
今天我的朋友很多。
I have many friends today.
感谢神，这些朋友都是世界上最好的人。
And I really thank the Lord that these friends indeed are the best friends in the world.
因为都是一些爱神的人，这不是最好的人吗？
These are the best people in the world because they all love the Lord. This must be the best.
这个朋友是个很大的财宝啊！今天不这个财宝多得不得了。
Our friends are the greatest treasure, and indeed I have so much treasure.
除掉这个之外，
apart from these,
我这一生感觉到。最大的收获就是神赐给我一个妻子。
And the greatest that I've received from the Lord is the Lord gave me a wife.
除了神影响我最大之外，我的妻子是第二个了。
Apart from the Lord influencing me the most, my wife influenced me the second.
她在六年多以前离开世界。
Six years ago she passed away.
一直到今天，我就越发看出。在我侍奉神的路上，他给我的帮助是多么大。
And each year I begin to see how much help she had in my way of serving the Lord.
也许我今天可以跟你们讲一点我个人爱情的秘密了。
Maybe I can share with you my personal testimony of the secret of love.
我在大学的时间我很喜欢一个女孩子。
In college, I really loved a girl.
哦。这件事情和从前没有跟人讲过。
I've never told you this before.
我为什么喜欢她呢？
Why did I like this person?
是一个上海小姐。
This is a Shanghainese girl.
她有祖母，有父母，是个独生女。
Okay, grandparents and parents, and she was an only child.
有一天，我到一个孤儿院去。
One day I went to an orphanage.
我忽然之间发现。这个姊妹在孤儿院里面在那里义务的工作。
And I saw the sister, she was volunteering to work in this orphanage.
啊，我的印象很深刻。
So I had a very vivid impression.
上海小姐。
I said this Shanghainese girl.
又是独生女。
And a only child.
能够啊，有爱心去帮助孤儿。
And has this love to help the orphans.
这种女孩子很少啊。
I said there must be very few of these.
追她。
I said I.
这就是我要的。
I should try to catch her.
弟兄姊妹，我的眼光好不好
？And so what do you think about my eyesight?
我这眼光还算不错，对不对
？Should not be too bad.
哎，没有想到这女孩子蛮喜欢我嘞。
And to my surprise, she liked me too.
所以我们情感呢算是不错。
And then we had a good thing going.
可是我们越交往的时候。
But after we've got to know each other more.
特别我要大学毕业的时候。
And as I began to graduate from college.
我越来越有传道的倾向。
I had the inclination more and more to become a preacher.
这个女孩子就有点害怕了。
And so this girl began to be a little scared of it.
哇，将来做传道，嫁给传道人，这个是很苦的。
And she began to think that if she were to marry a preacher, that would really be sad.
开始有一点表示不赞成的意见。
And so she began to express her disapproval of this.
啊，这为这个缘故呢，所以我也常常摇摇摆摆。
And so because of this, I wavered a lot.
所以奉献了又收回，奉献了又收回。
I would dedicate my life and retrieve it, dedicate and retrieve it.
我很痛苦。
And so I was in great distress.
啊，听到的时候很受激励。
And when I heard the preaching, I was very.
一跟这个女朋友一谈了，哎，这是不能够奉献。
And when I talked to my girlfriend, then I knew that I could not.
所以在这个不上不下的时间。
So I couldn't go up or down.
我终于有一天呢，就跑到一个地方去祷告一天。
So one day I went to a place to pray for a whole day.
啊，禁食祷告。
I fasted and I prayed.
我说神啊，我要清楚你要我做什么。
Lord, I want to know clearly what I should do.
结果那天十分清楚，神再把话领到我。
And that day I was very clear. God's word once more came to me.
啊，我觉得不能再改变。
And I said I could not change.
但是我知道我这个人情感太重。受不了他三哭两哭，我一定要改变了。
And so I knew that my emotions were too strong, and I really could not stand if she would be to cry once
again. 所以就做两件事。
So I did two things.
第一件事，先跑到神学院报名。
I went to the seminary to enroll first.
这造成事实以后，他要改变我，我已经报名了，自己也跑不掉了。
And so this became a fact, and even if she wanted to change me, I couldn't change.
第二件事情就是不跟任何人讲。
Second thing, I didn't tell anybody else.
因为一讲一走漏消息，他来劝了，我又冷淡了。
And because once I told someone that they would come and discourage me, and I would be cold.
什么时候才使他们知道呢
？And so when would I let them know?
就是当我考完了以后啊，到神学院去的时候，他们才跑出来。哎，你到哪里去啊？我说拜拜，进神学院了。
So that one day after my exams and everything, and it was the day to go to the seminary, I said goodbye to everybody.
我想这样子，这个女孩子大概会死心了吧。
And I thought, well, this way, that this would really convince her.
但是不死心。
But she did not give up.
哦，她共产党来了。
And at that time, the communists came.
那这个女孩子是读新闻的，跑到文汇报馆去做记者去了。
And so this woman, she was a journalism student, so she went to this big newspaper to be a newspaper reporter.
她知道中国这个情势对于基督教是不利的。
And she knew that, of course, the situation for Christians was not good at all.
所以她常常跑神学里面来劝我。
And so she would often come to the seminary to tell me about
it. 一坐下来就不肯走。
And when she sat down, she would not leave.
哇，一面劝，一面哭，一面哭，一面劝。
She would try to counsel me, advise me, and she would cry in between.
哎呀，我心里面真是很难过。
And this was very painful for me.
我也发现我们这个神学院这个学生老师啊，常常那个会客室外面走来走去看我。
And I would see the professors and the students wandering around outside the door looking at me.
我也很尴尬。
And so I was rather awkward.
是不是老师学生说这个教某人做什么坏事欺负这个女孩子让女孩子这么哭呢
Is it because I somehow sort of mistreated this girl and so that she was always crying
但是不要她来她还是要来怎么办
But even though I didn't want her to come she would still come What do I do
你就知道我当初读神学多么的痛苦了
And so even when I went to seminary it was a very tough time for me
啊，有一天我在神的面前又祷告
And so one day I had this prayer before the Lord
向神诉苦
and I began to complain to the Lord
完了我起来读圣经
and so I got up and then I read the Bible
我读到这一段圣经
and I read to this verse in the Bible
生命记第十三章
in Deuteronomy chapter 13
生命记第十三章
Deuteronomy chapter 13
第六节念到第九节生命记十三章第六节我一个人念好你的同胞弟兄或是你的儿女
或是你怀中的妻，或是如同你性命的朋友，若暗中引诱你说我们不如去侍奉你和你列祖素来所不认识的别神。那下面第九节
Verse 9 in chapter 13,
总要杀他，你先下手，然后众民也下手，将他致死。我一读到这个地方，我心里面知道我该做什么。我最初是个被动，是盼望他自己退去。
At first I was passive. I had hoped that.
但是在这个地方，神说你先下手。
But here it says the Lord says if anybody seduces you, you should first act against it.
断绝这个关系。
To break away this relationship.
但是神啊，我说我断不了这个手。
And when I prayed to the Lord, I felt that I couldn't do it.
我就向神祷告。
So I prayed to the Lord.
我说神啊，我怎么能够下了这个手？
I said, how can I do this?
就在那祷告的时间。
And just as I was praying,
忽然一句话临到我。
Suddenly there was a
就在祷告里头。
Just in the middle of
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
This life and all that's in it will pass away.
唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Only that well which is following after the Lord will have eternal eternity.
这一个话一来的时候，我心里有了力量。
And so when this word came, I suddenly had this power.
所以立刻就写一封信啊，到此为止。
So immediately I wrote a letter to her and said that this is the termination point.
从此以后不要再来往。
Don't come and visit me anymore.
感谢神，从那就断掉了。
And from that point onwards, thank the Lord that we broke at that point.
以后我在神学里面毕业，在那里做助教。
And so after I graduated from seminary, I became a teacher there.
一个人倒是蛮快乐的。
And I was very happy at that time.
忽然有两个同学跑到来找我。
And suddenly two friends, two classmates of mine came to me.
他们年龄都比我大。
They were all older than I was.
他说，焦先生啊，你该结婚了。
You should get married.
你看哪有学生这样不客气的。
These students were really not very polite.
我说不管你们是。
I said, it's not your business.
哎，但是我们知道有一个同学跟你很配呢。
But they said, oh, there's a student that really would be very compatible with you.
我说谁啊？
I said, who?
他说孙姊妹。
This is Sister Sun.
啊，一提到他，我的心就动一动。
When they said that, my heart had a flutter.
为什么原因呢？
Why?
因为我有一次又带一个孤儿到另外一个孤儿院去。
And another time, I had brought an orphan to another orphanage.
一进了孤儿院啊，就是个孙姊妹来接待我。
And the first person who met me there was this Sister Sun.
所以我一想，怎么又来个孤儿院的小姐了？
How come there's another orphanage lady again?
而这个姊妹呢，是另外一个大学团契的。
And this sister was from another fellowship,
another
college. 所
以，对于这个姊妹的印象啊，也蛮深刻的。
And so I had a good impression about her.
但是因为我是老师，从来没有打这些主意跟学生打主意的嘛。
And since I was a teacher, of course, I really didn't think a second thing about the students.
那个同学讲了以后，不准你们乱讲。
And I said, well, you can't say this. I told the students, stop
talking about this. 我们的院长要来找我了。
And after a while, the seminary president came.
某某人啊，你要为你的婚姻祷告。
And he said, you should be praying about your marriage.
我说是，我会祷告的。
And I said to him, yes, I will pray.
他说，我跟你介绍一个好不好？
And the president said, can I introduce someone to you?
我说谁啊？
He said, who?
孙姊妹。
And he said, Sister Sun.
哇，又是这样一个人啊。
And I said, again, this person.
哦，我心里面觉得恐怕是有一点意思吧。
I said, well, maybe there's something there after all.
啊，所以你看，我后来跟我太太结婚呢，是半新半旧的，是院长做媒。
And so when I got married with my wife, indeed it is a go-between, it's a president.
从那以后，结婚了以后，我们经过很多苦难。
After we got married, there were many, many difficulties we had.
我们来美国有很多的经验。
When we came to America, there were many experiences.
我感谢主，无论是苦难里头、顺利里头，他都是一个最好的同工。
And no matter whether we had difficulties or we had very smooth times, she and I, we were the best co-workers.
从来没有名利富贵这些东西考虑过。
We were not distracted by wealth or fame or fortune.
都是愿意以神的荣耀、神的旨意为目的。
And we indeed wanted the glory of God as our goal.
这是不容易的。
And this is not easy.
因为他的家庭出身是相当富有。
Because her family was quite wealthy.
自从跟我结婚之后。
And after we were married.
他一直有一个理想，就是有自己的家。
She still had an ideal, a goal that she could have her own family.
好，终于有一天，我在波士顿有了自己的家，买了房子。
And so finally, we did have our own home, and we bought a house in Boston.
但是后来主呼召我们放下波士顿，到东南亚去做 missionary.
But the Lord called me to leave my home and house and to go to be a missionary in the Far East.
我的妻子一点没有问题。
And my wife didn't have any trouble with
that. 当我要到一个地方开荒布道，没有什么人支持的时候，另外有地方很好的支持，他愿意跟我去开荒布道。
And even though I had two options sometimes, I had to go to a place where there was no support at all and to be a pioneer in that place, in contrast to another place which had support, she would have no problems with me going to the place without the support.
哪一个妇女不愿意有一个温暖的家？
You know, is there a woman who doesn't want to have a very warm home?
哪一个妇女不盼望有一个物质丰富的生活？
Is there a woman who would not want something that is materially very comfortable?
她也是一样，但是她有更高的原则。
She also was like that, but she had a greater principle.
就是愿意跟随主。
That is, she wanted to follow after the Lord.
所以在我侍奉的中间，除了神之外，这是神给我最大的恩典。
So in my service and following after the Lord, after the Lord, this is my greatest blessing.
我第一个女朋友跟第二个女朋友很多相似的地方。
My first and second girlfriends, there was a great similarity.
都是很可爱的。
They were all very lovable.
唯有一点不同。
There was only one thing different.
一个有信仰。
One of them had the faith.
很认真的信仰。
And a very serious faith.
愿意跟随主。
A willingness to follow after.
还有一个有信仰。
Had the faith,
但是马马虎虎的信仰。
But it was only a so-so Christian.
就是这样的一点不同。
And so there was that difference.
产生多么大的不同。
But what a great result in.
因此，我要为着神感动我，给我力量放下第一个，拣选第二个，我要感谢他。
So、I want to thank the Lord for to give me the courage to give up the first, to choose the second.
弟兄姊妹，这不是金钱能够买来的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not something you can buy with money.
这不是人的智慧能够找到。
This is not something which you can buy with your wisdom.
神赐给我的。
This is what the Lord gives to us.
所以我们今天一同把神的话放在心中。
And so we want to put God's word into our hearts today.
让我们知道跟随主撇下是祝福。
And so when we follow after the Lord, giving it up is a blessing.
让我们知道跟随主是最大的影响。
We give up, we follow after the Lord, it is the greatest impact.
让我们看见跟随主有百倍的赏赐。
And we see that following after the Lord has a hundredfold repayment.
今天早上我跟大家说我蛮喜欢音乐。
This morning I said I really liked the music.
那意思不是说我的音乐很好。
It's not that my music is very good.
不过是喜欢就是了。
But I really like it.
所以我今天介绍你们唱这首诗。
So I introduce you to sing the song.
在大家唱之前，我自己先唱一唱，好不好？
And before you sing, let me give you an example.
这艾斯跟我们弹琴啊，是吧？谁弹琴？他是我一切的需要，他是丰富恩典，每日是我心的希望，我感到释放，他越久越甘甜，我感到释放，他越久越甘甜，我愿更爱他，因他爱永不变，心中充满喜乐，在地如在天，我感到释放，他 越久越更甜。我们一起唱好不好？自我进入主的国度，生命由他掌管，自我献身心给耶稣，我感到是风头，越久越甘甜。我感到是风头，越久越甘甜。我愿更爱他，因他永不变。心中充满喜乐，在地若在天，我感到是风头，越久越甘甜。他赐我每日的需要，他有丰富恩典，每日赐我新的希望，我感到是风头，越久越甘甜。我感到是风头，越久越甘甜。我愿更爱他，因他永不变。心中充满喜乐，在地若在天，我感到是风头，越久越甘甜。
求神赐福给我们教会。
May the Lord bless our church.
在这里兴起更多的人前来侍奉他。
That the Lord might indeed raise up many more people to serve Him here.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，感谢你给我今天有机会为你做见证。
Dear Lord, we thank you that today I have an opportunity to testify of you.
我再一次为着你拣选我感谢。
Once again, I want to thank you for calling me.
为着你感动我，愿意跟随你，我要感谢。
For your touching of my heart to follow after you, I would want to thank you.
主啊，若不是你的拣选，
If it were not for your choice,
我今天是多么可怜的人。
I would be so miserable.
这四十年你给我多少的恩典。
These 40 years you have given me so much in the way of blessings.
我真是感谢不尽。
I really want to thank you.
我为着我从前的愚昧向你认罪。
I want to confess my sin of ignorance in the past.
我向你的悖逆我实在是惭愧。
Indeed, I am ashamed of my rebelliousness towards you.
感谢主你没有丢掉我。
Thank the Lord that you did not throw me away.
40年保守我直到今天。
In 40 years, you have continued to preserve me till today.
大大的按照你的话赐福给我。
In accordance with your word, you have given me much blessing.
今天只有在众人的面前向你赞美，向你敬拜。
And indeed, before the presence of many today, I want to praise you and worship you.
主啊，在我们这里有一些弟兄姊妹。
Today, there are those among us who are brothers and sisters.
我知道你也一样的爱他们。
We know that you indeed love them just as much.
求天父真是在这里也找找一些愿意起来跟随主的人。
That you indeed might call those who are willing to follow after you.
我求主一件事，让这个教会的弟兄姊妹都是愿意跟随你的人。
I pray that indeed this church will be all people who would want to follow after you.
让我们这里没有一个人怕为你撇下。
So that there's no one here be afraid of giving up for you.
让我们这里没有一个人不愿意做你的门徒。
And so there's no one here who's not willing to become a disciple of yours.
好，让我们真是看见你怎么样在我们这有限的、短暂的、微小的一生彰显你的荣耀。
So that we can see how in a very briefness of moments in this world, you can be, your glory can be manifested in us.
求主赐福给这个教会。
May the Lord bless this church.
赐福给你的儿女。
and bless your children here.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名。
Hear our Lord, hear our prayers, O Lord, in the Lord's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我想讲几句话。
I'd like to say a few words.
我听了焦弟兄刚才讲，说是有多少人啊受到他的影响。
When Brother Chow talked about how many people had an impact from him,
我就要起来做见证，因为我就是受他影响的一个人。
I'd like to testify that I was a person who was influenced by him.
我很感谢主，在我
Thank the Lord.
在我得救以后，让我有机会跟焦弟兄有半年在一起。
After I became a believer, I had half a year with Brother Chow.
在那半年里的我们不但啊在主的话语上从焦弟兄那边受到帮助
and from his word from the word of God by his teaching indeed I was helped
我们更从他跟焦师母他们的生活的见证让我们 得到一个很好的榜样
and from his testimony and that of his wife indeed they were a great example for all of us
那么多少年来主给我们的恩典让我们跟焦弟兄他们常常有机会能够见面
through all these years the Lord has given us opportunities to see him a lot
在这个他们到 Boston 去的时候他们一家停留在 Cincinnati 我们有差不多一个礼拜的时间在一起
and when they were on their way to, from Boston to California they had about a week with us
我还记得怎么样子送焦弟兄啊上路，一直送他到这个啊七十一号公路上。
I remember even accompanying them to I-71.
那么后来我又记得我们到 Boston 去啊，这个探望他们。
I remember also going to Boston to pay a visit to them.
那么他们那时候刚刚开始那边的聚会。
And when they first began their work in Boston.
我们看到他跟焦师母。他们在侍奉主的上的那个中心那个摆上
and to see the way in which he and Mrs. Chow really placed their whole lives in the hands of God to serve
我是不大喜欢这个在人的面前夸奖人
I don't like to praise people
但是我觉得用在我们弟兄的身上实在不是浪费的
but I think that this is, would not be wasted
我觉得在今天许许多多有名的传道人中我们的弟兄实在是一个好榜样
I think that among all the preachers we have our brother indeed is a very fine example
我觉得我们实在很蒙主的恩典让我们可以能够有机会跟焦弟兄跟焦师母他们有那一段的相识
So because of this, it's such a great privilege to be able to know Brother Chow and Mrs. Chow.
我每次跟他谈到，都看到他在焦师母身上的他们那种感情。
I can see the love between them every time I saw them.
我们觉得侍奉主的人也必定是一个性情中的人。
I know that to serve the Lord, indeed, it is something of great faith.
所以我实在是很感谢主我觉得在这个时候啊我要站出来讲这几句话
I really want to say these few words before the Lord
我要这个复合我们弟兄所讲的侍奉主是最荣耀最喜乐的事
I want to compliment the words today that was spoken that indeed serving the Lord is the very best
盼望有一天也能够有其他的弟兄姊妹们因着我们能够得福
and I also hope that there will be others who are blessed because of us too
谢谢焦弟兄跟朱长老的见证
we thank Brother Chow and Brother Chu's testimony
是我们回去的时候想一想
as we go home I pray that we will be thinking about it
这是不是我们应该为主侍奉的
And are we to serve the Lord in this manner?
我们现在请朱长老祷一个短短的祷告，我们就结束这个节目。
主，我们为今天的聚会谢谢你。
We thank you for this meeting today, our Lord.
我们为 你仆人的见证，赞美你。
For your, the testimony of your servant today, we indeed we praise your name.
主啊，我们的确没有一个人能够在你的面前说我们有什么作用，有什么价值。
There's no value before you.
主，因为你太伟大。
Because you are too great.
所以任何卑微的、无能的人，在你的手中都能成为有用的器皿。
We're so small before you, and yet we can become a valuable vessel fit for your use.
愿一切的荣耀、颂赞都归于你。
May all glory and honor be bestowed upon you.
愿我们永远在你的里面隐藏。
So we always will be hidden in you.
求主赐福我们的弟兄姊妹们。
May the Lord bless our brothers and sisters here tonight.
让这些话语、这些见证都能够常常成为我们的提醒。
And these words will indeed be our encouragement every day.
激励我们更爱主、更亲近主。
That they may stir us up to love you more and serve you better.
更知道侍奉你是最好的。
To know that serving you is indeed the very best.
为你撇下了一切。能够得到更好的。
To give up everything for you because we'll obtain the much better.
我们在这里要谢谢你。
We want to thank you once again, O Lord.
求主继续的光照我们。
May the Lord continue to illuminate us.
我们这样祈求祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名，阿门。